Save big money now on new siding from LP Smart Side at Menards. Update and beautify your home with your choice of 13 timeless colors of pre-finished engineered siding. It's durable and includes a Sherwin-Williams factory finish paint warranty that means no painting for years to come. View our entire selection of siding from LP Smart Side today. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up? Happy NCAA Monday. Jay Foreman, DP, live 1040 O Street at the sports mecca of the great state of Nebraska. We are Old School, brought to you by the Mercado, certified Piedmontese. Special ingredients and butcher shop, 84th and Havelock, 30th and Yankee Hill. And a location in on Maple Street up in Omaha. And without further ado, we are back in full effect. The Huskers, both men and women's, find out who their opponent is. Obviously, we broke the news on the show yesterday. But it was Stevens and Melby. But very rarely do you get to play a common opponent, right? Both men's and women's in the tournament, respectively tournaments. And very rarely do you get to play the common opponent that your AD, who has his name in the rafters or in the stadium, that will be there in, was it infamy, right? Is that infamy, right? Is it now, is it infamous, right? He's infamy, right?
That's pretty infamous.
In infamy. Do you get to play their school? Very rarely. And I don't know how the stars aligned. It's almost like the San Antonio Spurs getting winning the draft lottery, I think. That's usually the way. That's, you know, everybody knew that Wimby was going to San Antonio, right? David Robinson, Tim Duncan, and Wimby being down there. But whatever, stars aligned, it worked itself out. Got two good opponents. And, you know, obviously two good teams are going to go at it in both sides. So it's interesting, man. I mean, this is a fun time. March Madness is one of my favorite times of the year. Just because you see, you know, stars are born, great games, you see upsets, you see blowouts, you see, you know, from Steph Curry jumping on the mic and showing everybody that he's the real deal and end up being one of probably the greatest shooter of all time. Wally Zerbiak, big shout out to my man Robert Mestis, you know, former Minnesota Star AAU teammate. He was the point guard with Wally Zerbiak. He comes on the stage, you start to hear about his story. And, you know, all those guys. C.J. McCollum takes – I'm sorry, Austin. C.J.
C.J. McCollum, you can talk about
– he destroyed Duke.
You can talk about Mercer. You can talk about VCU, which is the first Duke game I ever watched in my life. You can talk about Caleb Love. You can talk about Hunter Couture. You can talk about Ward.
We're just talking about the NCAA tournament, how they just systematically destroyed your teams. But anyways – big time here in Lincoln, man. This is, you know, everything that could be right about your sports program is definitely good right now.
Well, I said it earlier today. I also don't want to leave out, like, Mark Manning sending 9 wrestlers to the national championships.
Yeah.
Like 9 out of 10. And I believe 7 of them are ranked in the top 10 at their weight class. Yeah. So, you know, listen, it's a great time to be a Husker.
This is back way it should be.
Yeah, it's a great time. Softball had a great weekend. Baseball had a great weekend. baseball with a big sweep over Nicholls State. That's a big deal. The level of play, you know, gymnastics having a year. They're having a top five year.
Yeah, you know, track and field is going to come with it.
Swimming and diving, having an all-time year. So, yeah, pretty good time. I'm old enough to remember I was in the DMV when Robert Irsay stole the Colts away in the middle of the night.
My bad.
I was there when the Senators got pulled and taken to Arlington, Texas.
Yeah.
I was there. Like, I remember what it feels like to have the sheet pulled from under you, from under the table. And then the sun comes up and you realize, hey, there's still some good stuff, especially for the reasons why people are Husker fans.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's tough, man. I mean, you know, I'm a black shirt. Trez, a black shirt. You just, you know, we just, you know, you had a creed. We just never, you know, you never let your university down. And, you know, there's some obvious reasons. You just don't, you just don't wake up on a Wednesday and say, all right, man, I'm going to go get another job. That doesn't work. That's not how life works. And,
what?
It's unfortunate.
I thought that was what we were doing. Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. And what you can't have your head in the sand and not think that he probably hadn't been approached about different jobs before. And let's be frank. Everybody was assuming that he was going to Ohio State when Gene Smith retired and Ted Carter became the president. And so it wasn't like the phone hadn't been ringing, which obviously is a credit to him, but then also credit to the things that were done at Nebraska and, you know, the Nebraska, everybody within the department, you know, that helped along that process. Right. But you know, this was the time that the phone got answered and the conversation was good enough to leave. And everybody has their reasons. Everybody can say right, wrong, or indifferent. There is some reality to some of the things that probably helped them make that decision. But like we were saying on the crossover, there's blame to go around. You know, look, it takes two to dance, one person to end it, but then, you know, two people actually, you know, put you to the point that where you have to end it. I'm a big believer in these type of situations. You never want to make somebody do something that they don't want to do or they think they have to do.
So somewhere in that folder, Austin, is a clip from The Godfather, and it's Michael talking to his brother, and he says, don't ever choose anyone over the family.
Yeah, but it's hard though if you feel like your family's stabbing you in the back.
That was kind of Michael's point, was it doesn't matter how the family deals with one another is different than how other people.
Oh, you're about to find the Texas two-step. Listen, that's one thing this is one thing I learned, and I love Houston. I love people in Houston. I really do. I never had a bad experience. I love this. I like Texas. You know, I mean, my only experience is Houston and Austin. Been to Dallas a few times, but nothing, you know, really, you know, of significance. But they play different down there. And it's a different way. So I always look at it like, you know, the known, I guess, enemy is better than the unknown. Right. It's never an easy job, man. It's never an easy job, no matter what you do. There's a lot of things that go on that people don't know. There's probably a lot of things just like being a football coach. You got to deal with stuff that you shouldn't have to deal with. Not everybody operates on the up and up. I don't think the hard thing to come to terms with as a former player is it's not, and people always get it. They talk about this isn't the 90s. Well, no crap. Dummy, I know it's 2024. Mm-hmm. My body feels it. I understand. I'm not 18. Okay, tell me something else that's not the obvious, right? Everybody just glosses over what made those teams great, right? It's the teams before. It's obviously the teams that did it, and a couple years afterwards, people forget why, because it was a singular focus. And I always say this. I guess the president is the top dude. I don't want to get the hierarchy mad. I mean, who cares? But the president, all the way down to the janitor, everybody was treated the same and had the same focus. The players and coaches are right in there. That's why. That's how you do it.
One band, one sound. That's why everybody keeps we keep pushing it.
Well, you listen, and people are like, oh, well, you can't do that, right? Well, see, I pushed back on that because I just was listening, and this is a totally different sport, and I was doing it because of doing some stuff for NCAA and, you know, whatever. So I started listening to Hurley, the head coach at UConn. He's like, we have one focus. Everybody moves the same. Everybody thinks the same. And we all want the same. All he's doing is saying exactly what I just said, just differently. It works for UConn, right?
Yeah.
Worked for his dad's high school programs right. for decades.
It, but it's working in real time. In 2023, defending champs, and they look like they're going to be one of the odds-on favorites to do it again. So it can be done. And, you know, it's not a good look on the university. And it's not a good look based on the outside looking in. You know, what do they think? Oh, you can't even keep one of your own. This is the second guy. This is the second one of you guys. So then, you know, and they're totally two different situations. But they don't have to do the research. They don't have to live here every day and deal with it. So, you know, the thing you have to do is whoever's making the decisions, wherever you are, wherever you are in outer space.
Is that the real X factor in this thing is that we don't know. Like, we can't – we like to be able to identify what is and who is.
Yeah.
And we don't know. We can't go forward without having a North Star to go, hey, get us out of here. Yeah. Hey, get us out of this situation. We don't know. There's a name or names that we could look to. Like, if something goes wrong at night – you know, we know who to call.
Yeah.
If something goes wrong on the board, we know that there's somebody in charge of board hopping and getting this thing through or answering the phones or setting graphics. Yeah.
Chain of command or
right.
Chain, yeah.
We don't know who is at fault. I mean, we don't know who is going to fix. Because if we don't know who caused the situation,
right.
You don't know who to look at to know whether you're going to fix it or not.
Well, I guess question and pushback to you is, right? So say if you did know, right? Say I'm the AD, uh-huh. right? Say tomorrow.
I'm good with that.
Okay, yeah. I don't know. I don't know a lot of people. If Trev thought he had some enemies, boy, I'll be shaking some stuff up. First of all, we would be having neck bones and ribs up in there.
Hey, man.
If it's Jay Foreman's world, Jay says to have neck bones and ribs.
We have some collard greens up there.
Collard greens they had.
And cabbage.
Colleges for education, right?
Listen, they'd have some cabbage, and they'd be like, oh, I got a little gas when I get it. You know, anyways, so just say you just can't said these are the four main problems.
Yep.
Here's how I would push back on that. All right. If number one, what is the expiration date on those problems? Are they ones that need to be fixed a month from now, or is it going to take 4 years from now? Because if it's 4 years from now, that problem, I would say it's irrelevant, but that's going to be the same problem somewhere else. You get what I'm saying? Because for you to make, because here's what I'm saying. If the problem is down the road, this is one of the best things somebody ever told me. 80% of what you worry about today never comes to fruition. You're forecasting a problem.
I work in the other direction. Right. Here's why.
So you're saying you would have just left?
Urgency matters.
Oh, I'm not saying it's not urgency.
Urgency matters in where program. Every program that I've had to fix,
right?
The problem was the lack of urgency. In the top three of the list,
right?
It was the belief that we have time.
Right.
That we have time. And that tells me that the current version, being present, no longer exists. If you're not present to say, this is the thing that we can, that isn't good enough.
Right.
This is a position that isn't good enough. This is a policy that isn't good enough. This is a skill that's not good enough.
Right.
And everybody, when it comes to sports, knows what those things are. It's when you get into the management and the finance where questions and mysteries lurk in dark corners with mysterious names. If you're asking about Nebraska football, you got a laundry list. You know what need to be fixed immediately.
Right, but what I'm saying is this, not saying there's not.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Coriant. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Urgency, but there's things that are red alert. Okay, there's things that are DEFCON 2 and somewhere like DEFCON 6. If you go and try to... It's like if you got to master what you have to master right now. There's some things that are just have to be dealt with today. How many of those are the reason why you left? You can't sit up here and tell me it's an issue with the fundraising. Well, you ain't done fundraising yet. You don't know what could happen. You could win. I can guarantee you, if this team wins 9 games, there will be more money rolling through that in the university than the bank could even get going through there.
So 9 wins is the priority.
No, it's not the priority. I'm giving you no, don't mix my words. All I'm saying, if they won 9 wins and get back relevant, everybody's going to start to donate more money.
If 9 wins gets you more money, then shouldn't 9 wins be the priority, not the money?
I mean,
just said you can't get the money without the wins.
No,
just said it.
No, that's not what I said. That's okay. Why I said don't mix my words. I'm saying if the team wins 9 wins, so like tomorrow, they got just didn't even play the season, 9 wins.
Yep.
So January 2025, raising the money to whatever to build the stadium or whatever that project is or whatever won't be a roadblock as it is right now. There'll be more to go around.
If you had focused on winning 9 games, the stadium stuff has a different ledger and a different lane. It's a different focus and a different urgency and a different priority. Winning 9 games allows everything else. As the quote says, there's nothing wrong with the program that winning won't cure. Right? So you can
not necessarily.
Okay.
No, not necessarily. I've been here and done it, so I know exactly how this thing works. It's not you're focusing on the number. This 10, 12, it doesn't matter. All I'm saying is once you're relevant in football – then all this other stuff doesn't have to do anything. But if you got to fix, like, okay, we need a president or hire the one that we got. I don't care what the decision is. You need to hire a president or some point in time. Obviously, we need to hire an AD. You ain't even played a game yet.
I'm trying to understand.
So those are the things that you got to do it, because you know what you see on the field? It's all coming down, trickle-down effect.
I'm trying to understand how many games President Carter helped him win.
What do you mean? I mean, hold on. If you got a bad owner,
okay,
a bad GM, it really.
I know that, Jay.
We're saying the same thing.
I understand.
So you're not going to get. Robert Kraft did not win a game. But you know what he was? He's the best owner in football.
So if Belichick focuses on money rather than winning football games, the priority is split and there can be no urgency if he's not responsible for the thing that he carries most, which is winning football games.
Right.
Whatever the number is. And then that allows all the number crunchers in the back in the office for him to walk in and go, look, I did what I was supposed to do. You do your job. Like, that's why he literally says, do your job. Because there's a bunch of people distracted by what other folks are doing and other things that aren't a priority.
Right.
As the priority, whatever the priority is for Matt Rhule, do lead them. Lead them. Lead them right. to wins. Like, lead them to
but
wins.
It's not a football. It's not a football question, though, because the same thing, you had the same owner, same coach, and they couldn't even sniff the playoffs.
Well, I thought that all of them were tied in, right? Because we said this is the straw that stirs the drink. That's the football program. So the football program is
the money. It's the football program is the money maker. Okay, generally. You already know the dudes. People are busting going to be in the stadium,
right? So right. That's the straw that stirs the drink. And if you don't get that right, it hinders everything else.
Right. Like, so you're saying you got to win, but what happens when you caught with your Nebraska's always been three steps behind. That's the mindset why you have to. If you do not plan for the future, you will show up at the dance without a date, without your tux, and one is showing up in a jumpsuit. That's what's going
to
happen.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I try to
make
sense.
You better have some forward thinking. You better start be planning for the future, because if you saw the college football playoffs go from 4 to 12, before they even teed it up with 12, how many teams are they talking about? Mm-hmm. 14 and 16. Mm-hmm. What does that tell you? They're telling you without telling you. This is why you can't have your blinders on and only be in this state line.
But you talking about playing in a – being one of the 12 or 14 best teams in the country when you're not one of the top 40 teams.
That's not what I'm talking about. I'm saying college football is changing. That's the whole realm of college football. That's the reason why, because they are going from 12 teams to 16. So what that is telling you, it has nothing to do with being the top 40. When college football changes, mm-hmm. that means conference is changing. Mm-hmm. That means TV contracts are going to change. That means the whole thing is going to change. You ain't changing college football playoffs and thinking, oh, we're just going to keep doing the same thing we're doing. Them bowl games are going to be less. So what does that mean? You got to be ready to go. They're not just picking teams like an NCAA. Why do you think Michigan State made the tournament and Pittsburgh didn't make it?
Because Michigan State's been good every year.
Right. They're not better than Pittsburgh.
Yeah, they are.
No, they're not.
Yeah, they are.
No, they're not.
That's what the country just said.
No, that's what the guys that picked it said. That's not what the country said. Because the country did not watch Pittsburgh and watch Michigan State and come away and say, you know what? Michigan State is head and shoulders better than Pittsburgh.
Get your family, man. Get your family, Jay Foreman.
You look like you're representing. I'm going to let him do his thing.
Austin, let me ask you a question. As the Husker fan, are you more interested in Nebraska winning, having a winning season next year, or them planning for how the NCAA handles the playoffs?
The fan in me would love to be concerned about how they're handling the playoff, because I'd love to be in that conversation again.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it can be both. I think the first step to being interested in the NCAA, how they're handling the playoffs, starts with having a winning season, so I can start being interested in that
again. Do you pay attention to women's college lacrosse?
Occasionally when Duke's good, I see the tweets pop up.
Do Nebraska fans follow women's lacrosse?
They do not.
It is a college sport and it is directional. It's purposeful. Men's lacrosse. Does Nebraska follow men's lacrosse?
No.
It is a big event for the NCAA and it changes how the rest of the business of the NCAA is done. To tell me that Nebraska fans are more concerned with the future of college football and where it's headed than winning games in 2025 is part of why there's such a split, a spectrum of how people talk about and function with football. Is that fair?
And that's where I think both of you are coming at, is that Nebraska needs to focus on next year because it's the most important thing. It always has to be, but at the same time, it's for fans to focus on next year. How is this team going to do? But I think to Jay's point, Nebraska's been behind, right? About the nutrition, the training in the 90s and everything. Like, Nebraska's an innovator.
Right.
The teams that are always the best at their sport are the ones on the cutting edge that are moving forward. So Nebraska does have to focus on next year, but Nebraska almost has to do triple, quadruple, five times the work
to catch up and
get ahead at the same time.
Listen, athletic director and coaches, they're two different things. They're both leaders, but one is, you lead in a different way. when you, athletic director or leadership in general, you got to have vision. You want to know how? You want to know the time I knew Bo Pelini was getting fired? Is when he sat up there and said, have you been thinking about the future? He's like, no, I'm thinking about it right now. I could have told you he's dead in the water. Why? College football changed. Why? Big Ten is coming. You know who was coming? Urban Ramon Meyer was coming.
That man's been a name.
So, but and it's totally two different things. I'm not saying the fans shouldn't focus on the way college football is doing, but they're not paid to do that. That's what the powers to be are doing. They're trying to put Nebraska in the best position for when it does change. Get your mind around it. So whether it's people were struggling to deal with NIL, now it's here. It's coming. It's changing. That's their job. The coach's job is to make sure that they can coach and focus on that. Now they're intertwined, so it doesn't boil over into their plate. Well, it boiled over to the coach's plate, all of them, because when you have new leadership, I guess, sprung on you, right? Like I was saying, in my case, when Ralph Wilson, it's walked right through the middle of our 9-on-7 drill and stopped practice. It was like, hey, before you go in that locker room in 15 minutes, I just want to let you know I fired the GM. What does that do? How does that trickle in the locker room? That's the better question, right? Whereas this is where leadership has to be really, really good in every individual sport and then collectively as a university. Whereas I was talking to Big Bang Hank, Henry Jones, and big shout out to his daughter, though. She won the NCAA's indoors 60 meters for like the 85th time. And she probably made the Olympics. But he was like, listen, we get a new GM, all of us might be gone. Because he knew and he's seen, right, through the change in the NFL, because he was already been in like year eight or nine, that when a new GM comes in football, and particularly NFL football, it's a reset. Mm-hmm. Now, the way football is at the NFL age right now, they can't do that anymore. Mm-hmm. That's why you see so much turnover, because people want instant results. What Nebraska has to do is you got to really get a plan and be able to push that plan through. And whatever it may be in the future, you have to understand, you have to be able to intertwine academics and sports and be able to make sure that they're intertwined. When they intertwine, there's as least amount of friction as possible.
I do not disagree with that.
And then you got to take that ball of wax or whatever you want to call it and get out there on the field. The football is the football. You know, players got to, you know, focus on what they got to focus on, but you know, the upstairs dudes, they got some pressures on.
I'm just trying to understand. Tell me what the focus is. We get your eyes in the right direction.
Depends on what department you're in. And that's rather simple. You know, the guys that got to focus on.
I'm a fan.
Leading or whatever, they got to focus on leading. If you're coaching, you're coaching. This is the only thing you can control. So whoever's hiring whatever position that they're doing, which is president and athletic director, that's their focus. They can't worry about, you know, Hawk open 7, you know, switch on a cover 3. They don't know that stuff.
If I'm a fan.
Unless they get all 22 access.
If I'm a fan, I want my seat where I normally sit for the money that I agreed to pay, and I want you to win games. That other stuff is somebody else's business.
Right.
And the folks who are in that business don't care that I get my seat or that I pay the price that I agreed to pay or apparently whether they win games while I'm there. I think that's the first thing first, because without Husker Nation, the rest of that stuff they talking about doesn't matter.
Yeah, Husker Nation ain't going nowhere.
Well, that belief is why you're in the situation that you're in. 100%.
What do you think? People just ain't going to go to the game?
100%. I'm just saying, listen, Jay.
I mean, they've been going to games for how long? Was it 50 years? 50? Give or take 50 years. Tell me the NFL team around here.
Tell me. Because there are games that you can go to for free that you don't go to.
Yeah, but I'm not. I'm talking about football games.
I just think my hope is that the people who are responsible for winning football games are on it. And the people who are there to do better business, good business for Lincoln and the Husker alumni and the state of Nebraska, I hope they're on their job looking out for the people who open their pockets for them. That's what I'm asking for.
Yeah, I mean, that'd be great.
That's all I'm asking for. You know what I mean?
It'd be like kick cereal. It's great. Anyway, it's going to be great.
Frosted Flakes, they're great.
Yeah, Tony the Tiger. Well, anyways, good discussion. Jay Former, DP, old school. We're going to hit a quick break, come back. And then we got to give a little for the text line. Mm-hmm. Who should we hire first, mm-hmm. president or AD?
Okay.
Because it's no different than when you hire a coach first and then a GM in the pros. Which one's first? And there's no right answer because it's worked both ways.
Yep.
So, Jay Former, DP, Austin, we'll be right back.
You're listening to Old School with DP and Jay. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.